Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we're talking about something you've probably noticed if you've been driving around suburban Florida lately. Those big, kind of empty office parks that seem to be getting a makeover. And I'm Jamie. Yes, this topic is so relevant right now. Like, I drove past one of those old corporate campus-style office parks last week, and there were cranes everywhere. I was like, what is happening here? Exactly that reaction. So today we're breaking down why suburban office parks across Florida, and honestly across the country, are being converted into multifamily housing. And there's a lot more to it than you might think, right? Because on the surface, you might just think, oh, the office isn't being used anymore, slap some apartments on it. But the story is way more nuanced than that. So let's start with the why. Why are these office parks sitting empty in the first place? And I think we all kind of know the big answer here. Remote work. COVID kind of broke the traditional office model, at least for a huge chunk of the workforce. Companies downsized their footprints, leases didn't get renewed, and suddenly you have these massive suburban office campuses with like a fraction of their previous occupancy. And in Florida especially, this hit hard because we had so much office development in the suburbs during the 90s and early 2000s. You've got these sprawling parks in places like the I-4 corridor around Tampa Bay, South Florida, built for a workforce model that has fundamentally changed. Oh, and it's not just remote work either. Even before the pandemic, there was already a shift happening. Younger workers were gravitating toward urban cores, toward walkable areas. The suburban office park just wasn't the draw it used to be for attracting talent. That's such a good point. So you've got this perfect storm, vacancy rates climbing, property values softening, and developers and municipalities looking at each other going, okay, what do we do with all this space? And the answer, increasingly, is housing, which makes so much sense when you think about it, because Florida has a serious housing supply problem. We have people moving here every single day and not enough places to put them. Wait, let's actually put a number on that because I think it's staggering. Florida has been one of the fastest growing states in the country. We're talking hundreds of thousands of new residents every year, putting pressure on an already tight housing market. Exactly. And so when you have underutilized land in the suburbs, land that already has infrastructure, roads, utilities, parking, converting it to housing starts to look really attractive from a development standpoint. The infrastructure piece is huge. Like, that's one of the biggest costs and headaches in new development. Getting water, sewer, roads to a site. Office parks already have all of that.
Right. And a lot of these sites are in pretty decent locations too. They're near major roads, sometimes near highways, near retail corridors. They're not in the middle of nowhere. They just weren't designed for people to actually live in.
So let's talk about the conversion process itself, because this is where it gets really interesting from a real estate and development perspective. It's not always as simple as just gutting an office building and adding kitchens.
Oh no, there are real challenges. One of the big ones is the physical structure of office buildings. Older office buildings sometimes have floor plates, that's basically the layout of each floor, that are really deep. Like, you can end up with interior units that have no windows, which, you know, is not exactly a selling point for an apartment.
Ha, yeah, I don't think no natural light is going to be in the listing description. So how do developers work around that?
A few ways. Sometimes they cut light wells into the building, basically carving out sections to bring in natural light. Sometimes they just demolish the existing buildings entirely and build new multifamily from scratch on the land. And sometimes, honestly, the economics of conversion just don't pencil out and the project doesn't happen.
Which is a real issue, because there's this assumption that every empty office park is just waiting to become apartments. But the math has to work. Construction costs are still really high. Financing is tighter than it was a few years ago.
Totally. And that's where local governments have started to play a bigger role. A lot of Florida municipalities have been updating their zoning codes to make these conversions easier and faster to approve. Because historically, an office park zone and a residential zone are completely separate. You couldn't just flip the use without going through a long rezoning process.
So streamlining that approval process is a big deal for developers. Less time, less uncertainty, lower risk.
Exactly. And some cities are going further, offering density bonuses, meaning they'll let you build more units than the base zoning would allow if you include affordable housing in the mix. Which is a way of addressing two problems at once.
And I love that. It's like, here's a carrot for the developer, and here's a public benefit for the community. That's smart policy.
And speaking of community, this is where it gets really interesting for local businesses, which is obviously our wheelhouse here on this show, Because when you bring residents into an area that previously just had office workers coming and going 9 to 5, you fundamentally change the economic character of that neighborhood. Oh, this is the part I really wanted to get to. Because it's not just a real estate story, it's a small business story. What does it mean for a local coffee shop, a dry cleaner, a gym, when suddenly there are 1,000 people living nearby instead of just working nearby? It means your customer base is there 7 days a week instead of 5. It means evening and weekend foot traffic that just didn't exist before. Office workers are great customers, but they go home at 5. Residents don't. That's such a fundamental shift. And I think a lot of small business owners in suburban Florida are starting to pay attention to where these conversions are happening, because it could represent a real opportunity. Absolutely. And the smart ones are getting ahead of it, looking at where rezoning applications have been filed, where development projects have been announced, and positioning themselves to serve those incoming residents. It's like reading the neighborhood before it becomes the neighborhood. I was actually just thinking about how this connects to something we talked about a few episodes back, the idea of following the infrastructure investment to find where growth is headed. Yes, same principle. Follow the cranes, follow the permits, follow the zoning changes. That's where the opportunity is. And these office to residential conversions are a massive signal. So for a local business owner listening right now, what's the practical takeaway? Like, what should they actually do with this information? A few things. First, know your local planning and zoning board. Most Florida counties and cities have public meetings and public records where you can see what's being proposed. If a major office park near you is being rezoned for residential, that's public information. And that's often way before any construction even starts. You could be looking at a 2, 3, 4 year window to plan and position. Right. Second, think about what residents need that office workers don't. Grocery options, childcare, evening dining, fitness, services oriented around daily life rather than just the workday. If there's a gap in the market that's about to have thousands of new potential customers, that gap is your opportunity. And third, and I'll add this one, don't wait until the apartments are full to make your move. The early businesses that establish themselves in a newly activated neighborhood often have a real advantage in building loyalty with those first residents. Oh, that's so true. Be the place that people discover when they first move in, and you've got a customer potentially for years. First impressions of a neighborhood really stick. This has been such a great conversation. The big picture here is that Florida's suburban landscape is genuinely transforming, and that transformation creates real opportunities for small businesses that are paying attention. And it's not happening in some distant future. It's happening right now in communities all across the state. So if you're a local business owner, or you're thinking about starting one, this is the kind of trend that's worth understanding deeply. Couldn't agree more. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Local Business Playbook. Jamie, as always, this was a blast.
Always. And hey, if you want to dig deeper into topics like this, local market trends, small business strategy, what's happening in Florida's business landscape, head over to our website. You'll find show notes, resources, and a whole library of episodes to explore. We'll drop the link in the description, so just tap and go. See you next time.